Hi, I'm Tavis Smiley, encouraging you to keep listening to my man, Reynard Pringle, on Inspirational Sports Talk.
Impactful, influential,
inspirational
sports stories,
sports commentary,
guest interviews.
Welcome to
Inspirational Sports Talk with your host, Reynard Pringle. We've got another great show for you today. You know her from one of the first families of Major League Baseball and the founder of the Joe Negro Foundation, the daughter of Joe Negro, Mrs. Natalie Negro. Natalie, how you doing today?
I'm doing good, thank you. How are you?
Oh, we're really glad to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Now, Natalie, you being from one of the most prestigious families in Major League Baseball history, your father, Joe Negro, your uncle, Phil Negro, Hall of Famer, and then also your brother, Lance, all played in the major leagues. How did it feel being part of such a prestigious baseball family?
Well, I mean, that's pretty much the life I've always had and the life I've always known, because I was pretty much born on the baseball field. You know, a lot of people don't know this, but my dad was actually pitching the day that I was born. And the way that he found out that my mom had delivered me was through a message on the Jumbotron saying, congratulations, Joe, you just had a baby girl. So, I mean, it's obviously been in my blood since before I was even born. When I was in the womb, I was learning how to throw the knuckleball.
Wow, that's something else. That's outstanding. So, being in the baseball family, how many ballparks did you get to visit as a youngster coming up?
You know, I never counted them exactly, but I can tell you that we traveled all over with the teams, because back in those days, the families were allowed to travel with the team. So, you know, we just went on the road wherever my dad went, and then the team actually hired a couple teachers for the kids that traveled with their family members, and that's kind of like homeschooled. I guess you would call it on the road schooled until about junior high, when cheerleading and dance and extracurricular activities became a lot more important for me.
Wow. Okay, that's pretty cool. So you were basically almost like one of the kids that's working on a set of a sitcom or a drama.
I guess you could classify it that way, yeah.
That's good. So growing up, you had, like you said, a lot of other teammates, kids that were teammates of your father. Do you still stay in contact with some of those men or women?
Yes, actually I do, because probably the ones that we were closest with were Nolan Ryan's kids. And Reed Ryan is actually, you know, he's now the general manager of the Houston Astros. And the foundation does quite a bit of work with the Astros, so I'm in contact with them quite often.
Well, yeah, Nolan Ryan was definitely one of the best and no hitters in league history. So, speaking of pitching, your dad and your uncle, they were known for a famous pitch, the knuckleball. Could you tell us just your experience of some of the stories? I mean, they've got so many great stories about the knuckleballers back in the day. Do you have any story you might want to share?
Well, I guess probably the ones that I remember the most are just the batters that used to talk about how they were so baffled by my dad and my uncle's pitches.
Yeah, it's a great foundation, a great cause, and you're a great woman for starting this foundation. Ladies and gentlemen, there you have it from the Joe Negro Foundation, Natalie Negro. Natalie, thanks so much for coming on IST today.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Man, we had a great time with Natalie Negro from the Joe Negro Foundation. A wonderful cause trying to get early detection for brain aneurysms. It affects so many families each and every year. All my listeners out there, be safe and goodbye.